Have you ever wondered what it would be like to raise chickens? Raising chickens has many benefits, including getting fresh eggs and/or meat, having the chicken as a pet, and even using their poop as a fertilizer. However, before you get chickens, you have to know how to raise and take care of them. In order to raise chickens, you have to know where to get chickens and what breed to pick, and how to feed them, where to put them, how to keep them safe, happy, and healthy throughout their life. That's what I'm going to be talking about in this episode. To begin with, it's important to know where to get chickens and which breed to pick in order to raise them well. You can get chickens when they are babies, when they're growing up, or full grown. Hens are female chickens that lay eggs, and roosters are male chickens that don't lay eggs. Roosters crow and protect the flock. There are different sizes and breeds of chickens you can choose from. In the article, "Should I Get Large Fowl Chickens or Bantams?" it states, "They're all chickens, the size is the only difference. Bantams are smaller, and bantams are normally between 1/3 and a half of the size of regular standard-sized fowl. There are many different types of breeds or groups of chickens, most of which are different sizes and colors, and they lay different sized and colored eggs. Chickens can be bought at your local hatchery, online, or at your local feed store, including Tractor Supply. Additionally, you need to know how to feed chickens and where to put them. You can buy food for chickens, in addition to food and water containers, at the exact same place where you buy chickens, your local hatchery, online, or at your local feed stores. You can start buying layer feed once your hens start laying eggs. And when your chickens are babies, you need to raise them in a brooder or in a bin with a heat lamp and bedding with pine shavings. You can need to keep a close eye on your chicks and make sure the bedding, food, and water is fresh. When the chicks reach 6 weeks of age, they're ready to go outside in their coop or in their chicken run in a chicken house. You can buy or you could build a coop as a place for chickens to sleep and lay eggs, and need a run or an area where the chickens can walk around and graze, eat grass, and find bugs. This is also known as free ranging. But you have to make sure that your coop and your run are predator proof, which can also be done by using hardware cloth wire above and around the coop and run. Lastly, in order to raise chickens, you need to know how to keep them happy and healthy throughout their life. And one way to do this is by cleaning the coop regularly. If you don't clean your coop regularly, all that bacteria and diseases can grow in the coop, and this can make your chickens sick, or the people taking care of the chickens can get sick from it too. And in addition to that, it really stinks, so we need to make sure you keep the chicken coop really clean. And another way to keep your chickens happy and healthy is by grazing. Grazing is important for the chickens and the grass. It helps the chicken lay eggs and helps the grass to grow and stay short. You should be careful when you introduce new chickens because there is a pecking order or a chicken rank to see who is the best. It's natural and will always happen, but you have to make sure there's no blood. And two ways to introduce chickens to your new flock is by letting them graze the grass together, or you could put a wire cage or crate inside the chicken run so they can get used to each other safely. To help make the chicken friendly, you have to let the chickens get to know you, and this includes holding them and petting them while they're small, and giving them treats like scrambled eggs, corn, and certain vegetables. Before feeding them any treats, it's good to research and make sure it's safe for them. So these are the main steps you need to know when you're raising chickens. And raising chickens is fun. Not only do you learn how to take care of animals, but they also take care of you at the same time.